It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The pronunciation of the word divisive can be divisive, if you see what I mean.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, divisive, divisive. I think I've said it both ways. Was I wrong with one of them?
This was brought to my attention by Connie, who listens to That's What They Say in Grand Rapids. And she emailed, and here's what she wrote. I have always thought that the middle syllable in this word was a long I, as in divided, but I am hearing NPR hosts saying it with a short I, as in division.
Busted.
Busted. You think you say both?
Yes. I think, I don't know why sometimes I say divisive and sometimes I say divisive. I really don't even know why. I don't tell me why, Anne.
Well, I thought about it and I thought, I think I do too, yeah. Have both pronunciations. What we're seeing here is a shift in what seems to be considered standard pronunciation in a relatively short time frame, the last 15 years or so. I went to look at the American Heritage Dictionary usage panel, which, as you know, I'm on, to see how they're voting on this. And what I found was the last time they asked us about this word was 2013. And in 2013, 88% of the panel preferred divisive. Okay, so clearly that seems to be the preferred pronunciation. But 65% said that divisive was acceptable, which strikingly is up from 2001. When they asked the panel in 2001, only 16% said that divisive was acceptable.
So is it the snooty factor that we're talking about here?
What's interesting to me is that I think for at least some speakers, divisive may seem like the high pronunciation as opposed to divisive, mm-hmm. which is striking because that's the new one. And for a new one to come in and become the high form is an interesting division, so to speak. And we see there that division may be part of the confusion because division, which only has one S, is still pronounced division, not division.
Right. Yeah. Got
now,
it.
Here's another word for you. Let's do a little pronunciation
okay.
here.
Okay.
How do you pronounce the word F-U-T-I-L-E?
Futile.
As do I.
Yeah.
So I went and looked in several standard dictionaries, and most of them give two pronunciations, but often the first one is futile.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've certainly heard it both ways. Yeah.
Right. And then I thought, oh, I probably say that one too in something like resistance is futile. I don't think I'd say resistance is futile.
Yeah. It's confusing.
It is. There we have two probably standard pronunciations. Now, one of the reasons I've been thinking about pronunciation is that I was recording a course on audio and video last week, and I came upon a word that I thought, oh dear, I think I've never said this out loud. It is the adjective form of pyramid. So take the word pyramid and put A-L at the end. How would you say that word?
Pyramidal?
That's exactly what I went for.
Yeah.
And I got stopped. And I got corrected that the pronunciation was pyramidal. And I thought, oh dear, who would have known?
But who uses that?
Well, that's exactly right. I was reading a passage about bats, and these bats were kept in pyramidal cages, apparently. But what I was reminded was the power of correcting someone's pronunciation, that when I got stopped and corrected, it felt a little embarrassing, and I felt stupid that I didn't know how to pronounce this word that I'd never said out loud.
You feel stupid? Imagine how that makes me feel.
So, but now I know pyramidal the next time I somehow need to say that word.
We've got it. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.